Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm going to be reading this morning from Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 22, and I'm going to read that down to verse 29. This morning's show is entitled, If You Stop Lying, You Will Start Living. Verse 22 reads, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another, and be angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that is in need, or needeth. Verse 29, let no corrupt, the Greek word is putrid. Let no putrid communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying or building up spiritually, that it may minister grace unto the hearers or auditors. And I'm going to read verse 32 as well. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. In verse 22, Paul, of course, is speaking to and only to believing ones, and he is talking about a cognitive, intentional decision that must take place within the heart of the individual. Verse 22, and that you put off. Put off is a verb, of course, given in as an aorist infinitive, or an infinitive is a verbal noun. So we have an aorist infinitive middle. The middle voice means that the believing one or the subject acts upon himself in a certain way, that you put off concerning the former conversation or the old way of life, the old man. And so Paul moves into the new anthropology, but first he tells the believing ones that they must give up the paleon anthropon, the old man. And so this word paleon, which modifies the noun anthropon, is a word from which we get our word paleontology. And so it refers to that which is ancient. And so Paul said we're to give up the old ancient man. Very interesting term that he uses, which is corrupt. Which is corrupt. See, believing ones must understand that if they are not growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then, and if their fellowship with God is not growing, then the tendency, the reality is that they are probably living in the sarks, or the flesh. SARx, S-A-R-X, is an ethical term for behavior that is consistent with the old life or the past. And so Paul gives his dissertation about the SARx in his letter to the Romans, which is his systematic understanding of soteriology, or the doctrine of salvation. Now, there are, and if one is living in this way, then he or she is most likely living a life of hypocrisy. That is, one lives a life in which one can verbalize the formulas that are expected within a particular community of believers, and these individuals would never know or never investigate the reality of what is going on and really going on in that individual's life. The word lie or liar in the Word of God is from the Greek word pseudos, which means counterfeit. That which is counterfeit, or that which is not true. And so aletheos is the Greek word for true, or that which conforms to the appearance of reality. It is that which is intrinsically real. Jesus said, I am intrinsically real. I am that which intrinsically conforms to reality. And so the pseudos, or the liar, is one who lives a counterfeit. And because one lives in a counterfeit manner, his life or her life is therefore a life of hypocrisy. Now, James chapter 1 speaks of the individual who walks beside himself. He is called the diphthukos, or the two-souled, or the double-minded man. He's unstable in all his ways. Well, the word double-minded means, in the Greek, is diphthukos, one who walks beside himself. The integration of the personality, the integration of life for the believing one occurs and begins to occur when that individual steps out of the old life of the old man and begins to live in contrast to that. He begins to, he puts on, or she puts on, the new man, which is spoken of in verse 24 in Ephesians chapter 4. Then that you put on the new man. It is essential to understand that Paul notes that we do not put the new man over the old man. The old man has to be discarded. The pleon anthropon must be discarded by the believer. And in the Greek, in verse 24, that you put on, here's the contrast, put on the brand new man. Now, anthropon, or anthropos, is gender inclusive. It refers to male and female, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And so here in his letter to the Romans, Paul talks about the new Adam. You and I are to put on the new man, which is created after the new Adam, in righteousness and true holiness. And then, and only then, when one has done this, can one meet the very high ethical standard of verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying. Putting away lying. Putting away the counterfeit life. Putting away falsehood. Putting away pseudos. The originator of pseudos is the devil. Now, this is the term devil is an adjective, not a noun. So it is a descriptor. And so the term devil means one who divides people for no reason. One who divides for no reason. it is imperative to understand this. And that the Bible gives us this to Scripture so that we might know and understand what is at stake with our spiritual lives and our relationship with God if we do not follow the imperative given in verse 22, put off the old man, and in verse 24, put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Verse 25, wherefore putting away lying. Now, the individual who does not follow what God has said to him or what God has said to her, if you're not living a life of sound spiritual practice, well, in all likelihood, you're going to be living a life that is filled with dissatisfaction, unhappiness, and self-ruin, because this is what lies do. And I've yet to meet a happy liar. I've met people who believe that they can control the circumstances within their lives by lying, but eventually this platform falls away because it is based upon pride. At the foundation of all lying, or you will find pride. And so these individuals do not understand that according to the Word of God, and I've, you live long enough, you see this in reality. One, people who seek to come out from the consequences of their actions, and yet the consequences are immediate, either good or bad. One cannot get away from the consequences of one's own action. This is built into the universe. This is intrinsic to the moral universe that God has established. We reap what we sow. Now, the consequences may be delayed, or so we may think. We may deceive ourselves through lying to ourselves. We may deceive ourselves into believing that we will never reap the consequences of our actions. But God has mandated within the structure of the universe that you and I receive the consequences of our behavior. Now, for believing ones, the penalty of their sins, like the sin of lying, the penalty is covered by the atoning work of the Lord Jesus. When we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But you and I bear the consequences of our actions. God told David that he forgave him of his sin with Bathsheba, but yet the sword would never depart from his home. Note the imagery. The sword would never depart from his home. And so therefore we need to understand that while God forgives the penalty of our sin, we will either be blessed by the consequences of our actions, or we will suffer the consequences that we have sown with regard to our actions. So we're to have hearts of wisdom and understand that when we dare to lie or lie, then we will suffer. And those who depend upon us will also suffer too. There's a book that I would like for you to read. You could probably find it in a second-hand bookstore. It's called Soul Murder, The Effects of Childhood Abuse and Deprivation by Leonard Shingold, M.D. It's an old book, but in this book he gives some wonderful wisdom about the consequences of lying. Very detailed, will take you a while to read, but it is very powerful. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.